Welcome back to Cinema Gems, and as always, I'm your host, the Admirable Admiral, and we're in a video store somewhere in your hometown, so come find us. Yes, they still exist. And of course, the people I'm talking about that are here with me, one person, and one... Would you consider him a quadruped, Eric? Would you consider Tesla a quadruped?
Sure.
Well, of course, the very illustrious Mr. Eric Praline. How's it going, buddy?
Admiral, are you ready for the summer? Are you ready for the good times?
Yes, I am ready.
What movie did you just watch, Admiral?
Meatballs.
Oh, that's right. Good. Fantastic.
Meatballs.
Now you're coming right along. We're on the same, we're at the same speed now. Fantastic.
And also, of course, the Honorable Tesla is here. Tesla, do you have anything to say? That's it? You're just gonna lick yourself? Your paws? Alright, cool. He's gonna lick himself and his paws and ask for belly rubs. That's how dogs love it. Dogs love everything. Alright, guys, so, of course, we are here to not talk about Meatballs, but we will talk about Meatballs soon because I think it's a great summer movie to talk about.
But talk about all of the sequels, or just one?
Just Meatballs, not Meatballs 2.
Or Meatballs 3, The Next Generation.
Wait, there's a Meatballs 3?
Yes, the story is Patrick Dempsey. It's about a ghost, I think.
Oh my.
Meatballs 2 is about a alien. It's like an E.T. ripoff. And Ghost Meatballs 3 is about a ghost.
They sound horrible.
Yeah. About an attractive lady ghost and Patrick Dempsey.
Ah, McDreamy himself.
That's right, before the nose job.
Yep. Alright guys, so of course we're going to talk about Incredibles 2. No colon, no tagline, Incredibles 2.
Two?
Alright, so we're going to spoiler free, then give our rating, and then our spoiler review.
Spoiler. There's not much to spoil, dude, but okay.
Yeah, well, I like to keep it consistent, Eric. I like to keep it.
Alright, okay.
Alright, so Eric.
Yes?
Everybody's back.
The ones that didn't age, yeah.
Exactly. You got Craig T. Nelson back.
You got Coach, that's right.
You got Sammy J. back.
You got Sammy J, you got Holly Hunter.
Yep. And you got newcomers. You got Bob Odenkirk.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. the older brother of the guy who used to write for Futurama, Bill Odenkirk.
Oh, wow. How dare you? Okay.
Yeah. Bam. Reference. You didn't even know about.
Yes, I did. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay, all right.
You ever seen Mr. Show? Shut up.
Yeah, I know. He was in Mr. Show as well. So, story-wise and character development-wise, how does this feel on par to the first one? And was it worth the wait? And was it a good movie? You have to answer all those three questions in order. Go.
I will make a good an absolute perfect comparison. The first movie is Raiders of the Lost Ark. The second movie is Temple of Doom. I love Temple of Doom, but it's not as good as Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So Incredibles 2 is a prequel? Is that what you're saying? I got you there. Got you there.
No, as in that is a worthy sequel, but it does not succeed the original. But you still love it. It's still a great movie.
So character development-wise, how'd you feel about
it? Yes. Perfect. What was bad about it?
It was Mr. Mom with superheroes.
And you have a problem with that?
No, I called it. I told you that's what it was.
I know. It's funny. I was like, Admiral called it, watching it. I was like, hey, Admiral got this. Called it. He was completely right.
I did like the Outer Limits reference. I like that one.
Oh, here's something, Admiral. This will speak about our relationship and how well we know each other. What were the two moments that Eric Praline, myself, just like squealed at his seat, just smiled, just went right on?
So I'm assuming the Poltergeist reference.
There's a good there's a couple of Poltergeist references actually.
I thought of you when I saw that, and then also, I like when is it Johnny Quest? Was that one?
Oh yes.
Okay,
and
see.
And the Yellow Ribbons. Those are the two moments, and the Poltergeist.
See, I thought it would have been Bob Odenkirk singing the theme songs, because that got me all giddy. I was like, oh. I remember when I was that young, and I knew all the theme songs.
Jeez, we just have totally different... We don't know each other as well as you thought we did.
But no, I'm thinking the Outer Limits, and also the Johnny Quest, but the Poltergeist one, for me, when it happened, I was looking at Patron,
there's two. There's the motel.
Yes.
And then there's Jack being lost in another dimension.
Yeah, and I turned to Patron, I was like, Poltergeist reference. Poltergeist reference. She goes, how? I go, that's the dad from Poltergeist. And he lost his kid in another dimension. She's like, okay. Sure, that's a reference? I knew it was. I like that. I thought it was a really nice one.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I feel like Coach and Elastigirl did not age at all. Like, voice-wise.
Well, they can't. How can they? The Simpsons took about 30 years for them to, like, actually age. This is only 14. Come on.
I like that Edna Mode was back. I thought she was great. Back to have again. Brad Bird back doing her voice, which I thought was hysterical. Did you like the bike? I love all the new gadgets that Elastigirl...
I love the bike. How dare you hate the bike?
No, I said I like all the new gadgets that she got.
Oh, I was like, you hate the bike. I was like, we're gonna fight, man. The bike's one of the best things ever.
No, I thought that was nice.
It separates, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I like how some of the cops were like, wait, was that Elastigirl? Like, what? What's going on? So let's go. So this happens, 3 months after the events of the first one?
Because, 3 months? I thought it was just like...
Well, the epilogue at the first one is the opening of this.
No, I thought it was like a week or something.
Alright, whatever. A month. Let's give it a month, okay?
Okay, whatever.
A month after the syndrome attack, alright? How about that?
That's another thing this movie missed, is a good villain. But yep. We'll get into that.
Totally agree with you. Alright, so Super...
Not bad, but...
So...
Again, Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Villain's okay, but it's not as good as Belloc.
Yeah. So let's get to it. So supers are still considered illegal. It's been about a month since syndrome.
Illegal.
And they try and, you know, help out, stop the Underminer, which I like that villain. I thought that was a nice little villain.
I mean, he's okay, but he's no syndrome.
Yeah. And I like how when they were getting ready to, you know, stop the Underminer's, whatever the thing. As soon as they stopped and the cops showed up, Frozone's out. He's like, I'm out. Bye.
I'm just surprised that Dash was not like, it's clobbering time.
Yeah. But see, wouldn't Mr. Incredible say that?
No, not really.
But he's
Why
the thing.
Why would you say that?
He's
well,
the thing.
No, you know what? I'm surprised Jack was not like, flame on! Like baby talk, like rah, rah, rah. You might have been saying flame on. We don't know.
By the way, did you know that all of the Jack's voices were all archival footage from the first movie?
I enjoyed that, but the Dash isn't, right? It's a totally new voice.
I think it's a new voice, yeah.
It has to be.
I'll check. Why don't you discuss the movie before we go into spoilers a little bit more, and I'll let you know.
Discuss the movie. It's good. It's pretty good. It's great. Go watch it. It's not as instant classic as the first one. Again, Temple of Doom. Best comparison.
No, talk about Bob Odenkirk's character.
Temple of Doom. I can't do that because it goes to the spoilers, but anyway.
All right, we'll talk about how they set up everything, how the supers... How they said, oh, we're going to set up supers to be legal again, but we're going to choose Elastigirl besides you two guys. Like, and I like how Mr. Incredible was kind of upset about that, but he was okay with it.
It's fine. Again, Mr. Mom, it's all right.
Yep. What? Oh, and then we get the Screen Slayer. That was pretty. That was, like you said, not a great villain, but still good.
Again, he's the Temple of Doom.
Yep.
Again, comparison to Temple of Doom. That's all it was. Like, he's all right villain, but he's not Belloc or the Nazis.
All right, so let's go with rating system here on Cinema Gems. All right?
Uh-huh.
Since we can't really talk that much more, since I can't pull anything out of you without going into spoilers. Our rating system here on Cinema Gems.
Has several?
Yeah. Our rating system here on Cinema Gems. Full gem, an amazing movie. Half gem, an all right movie. No gem, horror movie. Eric, go!
1,000 full gems. It's great.
See, I would have to give it almost a full gem, but not quite a full gem. Mainly because of the villain. That's the third act. The whole third act for me, I didn't like.
Yeah, it's not as good, but I still think it's a worthy movie, man.
All right, guys, so we're going to move into spoiler territory. Spoiler territory. So I thought that the kids trying to save all the superheroes from becoming evil, I was like, wait, when did this become Spy Kids? Okay.
What's the matter with that?
I thought of Spy Kids.
Why can't the kids?
I thought of Spy Kids.
No, I like that. The only thing that I would disagree with what this movie was, that the first movie had, is that I think the first movie had more attention to it, that anybody could be hurt.
Yeah.
And I like the fact, and it didn't quite have the bite as original, but I like the fact that the kids, there was a little storyline with the kids.
Yeah, and I thought that was good.
You gotta help the adults. I enjoyed that. You didn't.
I liked the story with the kids with the dad, but I didn't like how Mr. Incredible turned evil. I wish that
that's cool.
I wish Mr. Incredible would have not been evil, and then...
But that's terrifying when you see him turn evil. Same thing with Frozone. Like, once he turns evil, you're like, oh no.
I know.
What can we do now? I love that.
How'd you like the Incredible car back? I thought that was nice.
Well, that was good, but I didn't love it. Now it's because that's a motorcycle.
Yes. Alright, so Bob Odenkirk. Loved his fucking character.
Okay, you liked his character.
Yes.
I thought he was... I mean, I didn't love him. It was just like he was there. I don't know why you loved him that much. He was not even a kid. I mean, he was just a setup. He's like, oh, he has to be the villain.
And he's not.
Because, yeah, I cannot see that at all.
And his sister was the villain the whole time.
No shit, huh?
I totally called that.
Are you telling me the Selena Kyle lady is the villain? You telling me Selena Kyle is a villain? No, really?
I was like the whole time, I'm like, it's not Bob Odenkirk. It's like, hey, we got the guy from Breaking Bad. You know that guy?
No, we got the guy that is synonymous with playing a lawyer. Like, yeah. a sleazer kind of character. A sly, shark of a character. And,
He's not the villain. Just, surprise.
Yeah.
Alright.
It's fine.
So what else? I mean, I just didn't like the third act. That's mainly me. But other than that, I liked the movie. I liked it until it got to Act 3. Then I was like, okay.
It's just like we need to save things. I mean, I enjoyed it. I hate it.
I'm not saying I hated it. I just, like I said, I thought, this is one of the rare times I will agree with you, Eric. It's Temple of Doom. It's not as good as Raiders, but, you know, I think Raiders is overrated. You are aware of that.
You hate Raiders, Laura.
I don't hate it.
You hate Raiders. No, you hate it.
I don't hate it. I think it's overrated.
You hate it. You'd rather watch Crystal Skull. Admit it.
No. Last Crusade, alright? Last Crusade is the best Indiana Jones movie.
Not quite Indiana Jones movie, but okay!
But I will agree with you on this point that it's not
not as good as the first one, but it's still good. Not the best villain, but still good.
It's worthy. I enjoyed it, man. Go watch it, everyone. Go out and watch it.
So wait, so does that mean that Brad Bird chose wisely?
Hold on, I'm trying to figure out a good Raiders of the Lost Ark quote. I don't know, I can't think of nothing right now.
I thought the new superheroes were amazing. I wish they would have got a little bit more screen
time. I didn't like that. I didn't like the new superheroes. I admit that.
I liked it.
We just cannot agree on this movie.
I really would like to see the other superheroes that they had, perplexed by the screen slinger.
And I'm like, whatever.
With all the ambassadors? Like, I thought they would.
We got Rosalina. Rosalina. God, what's her name? Isabella. God. Well, she's Ingrid Bergman's daughter. You know what I'm talking about?
Catherine Cleaner?
No, have you ever seen Death Becomes Her?
Oh, Isabella Rosina. Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Oh, you know what? Blue Velvet. What am I thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. Or Fearless. Come on, man.
Blue Velvet, brother.
And then you got Enemy. She was an Enemy as well.
Blue Velvet, brother.
All right, fine. Jeez, brother, calm down.
When's the last time you saw Blue Velvet?
Never seen it, actually.
God damn it, Avril. Why do we have this every single episode, man?
Haven't seen it. God damn it.
Damn it.
Eric, you got anything else before we move on to,
it's a fantastic movie. Go watch it, everybody. I mean, I don't know what else can we add. Everyone's gonna see this movie, dude.
Do you it's need to watch the first one in order to see this one?
I don't think you need to, but I would suggest that you do, because the first one's a tremendous movie. Again, Temple of Doom. I don't think you need to watch Raiders to enjoy Temple of Doom.
Is there gonna be a third movie?
Oh, yeah. Probably a lot sooner this time.
Oh, so only, like, 4 years instead of 14?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm willing to bet that happens.
Alright, guys, so that is our review of Incredibles. But now we're going to move on to Eric's favorite segment, The Fact of the Day.
God, that's not my favorite segment.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Eric.
Who said this? Who? I know my favorite segment.
It's the ending, isn't it? That's your favorite.
I guess.
Because I know.
We're back to knowing each other. That's great.
All right. So, fact of the day. No one is ever born in Vatican City.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No one's born. Okay. Gotcha.
While seeking help for sex
addiction. But why?
I don't know.
Then why?
While seeking help for a sex addiction, Mick Jagger seduced the therapist.
It's a very Mick Jagger thing to do. Yeah.
On average, people who complain live longer, releasing the tension and increasing immunity and health and boost their health. So, Eric, you're going to be immortal.
Damn it.
You're going to be immortal, Eric.
Damn it!
When George Washington passed away in 1799, Britain's entire Royal Navy lowered their flags at half-mast.
Aww. That makes me proud to be American.
That's like really... Jeez. More than 2,400 nuclear bombs have been detonated since 1945.
Scary.
That is very scary. That is super scary. Welcome to the fabulous Las Vegas sign was created in 1959. Wow.
And?
That's it on that
that's
one?
That's it. Okay.
Only about 15% of the Sahara Desert is covered in sand.
What about the rest?
Water?
Seriously?
I don't know. Shit.
Yeah, what the hell are you? What good are you, Avril? reading shit. Just reading shit.
80% of what you learn is through your eyes, Eric.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Okay.
All right, talking about Kingdom of Crystal Skull, we're going to end it on this fact of the day. The first refrigerator used ether and ammonia to cool its contents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God we don't do that shit no more.
No,
okay.
We'd be dead by then. All right, so we're going to move on to the news. News. Eric.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get you some prequel points, because I know you really are going to be excited about this. Hopefully.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Sorry, this is not a prequel point. This is a sequel talk.
Goodness. Okay.
We're going to do some sequels, and then I'm going to save this one for last, alright?
Okay.
Alright, so Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 4 will not happen with James Gunn, he said.
Oh, that's, that blows.
Unless they give him a shit ton of money.
Well, they can do that.
Did you see the photos of Wonder Woman 2?
Which photos?
The ones from 1984.
There's a couple of photos I saw.
I liked her new outfit. I thought that was really,
fine.
Swell.
I like it.
Did you see Chris Pine?
Yes, I did.
Do you think he is in her brain, or that's her his grandson?
I'm not sure. What is he wearing? I was confused about that.
I think he's wearing the bomber jacket, man. I think that's.
I thought it was a members only jacket.
Oh, so he might be the grandson then. I don't know.
It might be.
I'm gonna go with it's all in her head, and you're gonna go with it's grandson.
No, it's. I'm gonna say it's Steve Trevor. It's just under a different illusion. It's gonna be something. He's gonna be resurrected somehow.
By the Lazarus Pits?
Ooh, good call. No, I'm talking about the invisible jet.
Yes. Yeah, you wanna talk about that one? Sorry.
Yeah, it was just some footage you've been. I saw with some behind-the-scenes footage of Gal Gadot in a invisible jet, you could say.
Yeah, I thought that was a nice nod.
We're gonna have an invisible jet.
You think we're gonna have an invisible jet?
Yes.
All right, calling it. Eric's calling the invisible jet.
I mean, there's footage of it, man. What are you talking about? Have you seen it?
No, I've not seen that footage.
Then you gotta look up the footage.
I gotta look it up. Sicario 3 is happening.
I haven't seen the first one.
Neither have I.
Then what are we talking about?
Because it's news, man. We gotta talk about the news.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. We gotta talk about the news. So, MODOK. You're aware of who MODOK is?
Yes, I know who MODOK is. Can we talk about Mortal Kombat's MODOK?
Can you name the acronym of MODOK?
Fuck, I can't think of anymore, no. What is it?
I think it's mechanized.
It's coming back to me now that you say it. Mm-hmm.
Something killer. I don't know. That's about it.
Well, only there was a thing we could look up, sort of a resource we could look up.
Well, Tesla did pay the electric bill. The electric bill and the internet bill, so I will look it up. Talk a little bit about...
It's not like we have any comic books around here.
I don't even know what to say. Oh, God.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
Why don't you tell us about MODOK? Why don't you tell us?
He's a Hulk villain.
Yes.
He's a Hulk villain, a squishy little man, squishy little brain man in a chair.
Mechanized organism designed only for killing.
Yep, that's it.
He could apparently show up in the next phase of the Marvel Universe.
I'm trying to think if they own that. I guess they do.
Yeah, they do, because they technically get that with Hulk, but they can't
but
do
it. But they don't own the Hulk, though, right?
As long as he's not a solo movie, they don't. Because if they do a solo movie, they don't reap all the profits. They only reap half. But if he's in another movie, they get all the profits.
So yeah, MODOK. I guess so.
I thought of him more as an Iron Man villain, if anything.
Jeez, and I'm like, he's a Hulk villain. Because he was in the Hulk. I remember him being in the Hulk villain, yeah.
Are you ready for some crazy news?
We finally got our immigration laws squared away.
No, we don't
not
talk.
We're not taking all that shit. No? Okay.
So, in the works right now, at this exact moment, in 2018 of June, mid-June 2018, Eric, you ready for this news?
What? Okay.
There are 9 Star Wars movies in development right now.
Okay.
I'm going to call them out, and I want you to be like, what the fuck? All right, so we have
What the fuck? Okay.
We have the three, well, I mean, talk about it. Like, what do you think? So B.D. Weiss, you know who?
Yes, I know who B.D. Weiss is. Mm-hmm.
All right, B.D. Weiss, you know, the Game of Thrones guys.
Yes, Game of Thrones. He wrote numerous books. Yes.
They are doing, hopefully, the Old Republic trilogy.
I don't want that, but okay.
What do you want out of this, out of them?
I don't want to go back. I want to go forward.
Okay, all right. Rian Johnson is having his own trilogy, and they're still in talks about what he's doing. So what happens if Rian Johnson does the new stuff, and B.D. Weiss goes and does the old stuff?
I don't want neither. I just want new. I want them all new. I want to tell good little stories. All
right, and then we also have the Boba Fett movie that is in development right now that's going to be set during after Return of the Jedi.
Terrible. Okay.
And then we have the talks of an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie. It isn't official yet.
That's good. That's cool.
Isn't it official yet? And that would take place between 3 and 4. That leaves one other movie that hasn't happened yet, but is in the works right now. Now, who do you think that movie could be?
Princess Leia, probably.
Princess Leia?
If not, I just want an Ewok adventure. The good old days.
See, I would probably want, you know what I would want? I would want a Shadows of the Empire movie. Between 5 and 6, that book is amazing. Or...
But how?
Or...
Are you going to have that, though?
Get all the young characters back,
But you're gonna have to recast everybody.
No. Just get Lando, like get Childish Gambino, and Donald Glover, and Alton, whatever his name is, and get.
Then how about you just make another Han Solo movie? That's all.
No, I don't want another. Well, Han Solo is not in this movie, and Shadows of the Empire is not in the book at all.
Yes, I know that, but I don't. I'm okay with a young Han Solo, a sequel to Han Solo. Okay, what's the or? You want my opinion, and now you're shutting me up.
No, I'm gonna give you the choice.
Come on.
That one.
Choice.
Or a heist movie about all of the bounty hunters on the bridge in Empire Strikes Back. Like, Bossk.
No, I don't want that.
Ocean's 11 style.
Make that Han Solo 2.
All right. You go, Pet. Talk about. What do you think?
I just told you. Man.
Han Solo 2?
Yeah, Han Solo 2. We have Boba Fett and the bounty hunters. We have him trying to escape Darth Vader. It's cool. All
right. And Thrawn, my channel?
Whatever. I don't give a shit.
Why do you not like Thrawn?
I don't hate Thrawn, but I'm not over the movies. I don't care.
All right. And also, this
I really don't care about any of it. I don't care.
Wow, jeez. And you're on a movie podcast and you don't care?
I don't. Yeah, sorry.
You're going to, be immortal, man, because you just, you're going to live so long.
I mean, I really don't care about the Star Wars shit. I don't.
Ewan McGregor, you're familiar with who Ewan McGregor is, right?
Yes, this is great news coming up.
That he is going to play Danny, not the Danny that...
He's going to play little Danny Torrance.
as an adult in Dr. Sleep.
That's right. So Stephen King made a sequel to The Shining called Dr. Sleep about growing up Danny Torrance, which was that little boy from The Shining that had all those special powers.
Yep. Have you read this book?
Do you want to know anything about it?
I want to know, but not spoilers.
Well, I'm not sure what they're going to glean from the book, but anyway, so there's these sort of you ever saw that movie Near Dark? The vampire movie with Bill Paxton.
No, I have not seen that one.
God damn it, Avril. What? Dude, you're on a movie podcast. Watch a movie.
I like how we're just riffing each other the whole time.
So anyway, there's these sort of nomadic sort of wanderers, this group of sort of like psychic vampires that hunt down kids or beings with a shining and sort of suck their power away so they can live forever. And so Danny is trying to save this little girl, which has the shining even more powerful than he had as a kid.
Oh, okay.
So he's trying to save this little girl from these sort of vampires.
So do you think Jack Nicholson might make a cameo?
I doubt it. I'm guessing this is the stint. I think at one point, probably, what's his name? Ewan McGregor's character. Danny Torrance is going to be watching TV. He's going to have a little shine out crazy stuff. He's going to shine something, and then he's going to come back to the real world. He's going to realize, oh, shit, I'm watching a Jack Nicholson movie.
Okay.
Like Terms of Endearment or something, or Eight Easy Pieces, and that's going to be a stint. I don't think there's going to be anything...
Or One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be... I say this, I think they will hint at Cooper's The Shining in design, but I think they're going to hint the events from the novel instead.
Okay.
Because it's a very shaky thing they're trying to do. Because and the Stephen King does not hint at he doesn't like the Kubrick version, so he doesn't really hint at any of the Kubrick stuff in the original novel.
All right. Reboot rumors.
By the way, great casting. I agree with this. I cannot wait for this movie. This is very interesting.
So
it's directed by the guy who did Gerald's Game.
Ah, so is he going to have his American accent?
My whole life. Thank you. But anyway...
Is he going to have his American accent?
Yes. Absolutely. This is great casting, man. I think every Stephen King... I mean, and also Pet Sematary has started shooting.
Yes, it did.
So everything's rocking and rolling, buddy. Hi-ho, let's go. Yep. Cannot wait.
Reboot rumors, obviously. Pet Sematary is shooting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Todd Phillips, Joker film... He's going to start filming really soon, but this has nothing to do with the Jared Leto Joker movie.
Yay.
So there's going to be two different Joker movies. I wonder if they're going to be like, all right, which one's going to do better? Which one's going to do better?
This is terrible. This is terrible.
You're familiar with Jordan Peele, right? From KMT?
Yes, I do know who Jordan Peele is. Yes.
He is going to be doing a Gargoyles movie.
Like, what do you mean, exactly?
Like, Gargoyles.
The Disney cartoon.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay.
My stint, animation or live action?
Live action. Why not?
Live action? All right.
Again, I don't care. I dressed, the only time I was a big fan of Gargoyles is when I dressed as it as a Halloween thing, and like the wings were like balloons, inflatable balloons.
Oh.
I enjoyed that costume. It was pretty cool.
Okay. I need to see this photo of you younger.
Just go look it up, dude. It's there. It's Gargoyles Halloween costume from like 1995 or whatever it is.
I'll have to check it out. I'll look it up. Alright, so you know how we've been talking about Nightwing for a while, and then it kind of died off, and we didn't talk about Nightwing at all?
Nightwing. Oh, by the way, we've seen... Yeah, you watched it. So what preview in front of Incredibles 2?
The Grinch.
Did you see Teen Titans of Go-Go?
Oh, Jesus Christ, that...
Holy fucking shit, what the fuck was that? What the... Like, I watched that trailer, and I'm just like, I will kill myself if I gotta watch 30 more seconds of this. There's an entire movie of this. Like, not to say you can't have fun, you know. I enjoyed the humor. I enjoyed the charm of it. And also it has Swamp Thing in it, so...
How'd you like Nick Cage?
The Terminator's in it, which I think is cool, too. But, man, oh, man, it's just obnoxious, man.
How'd you like Nick Cage as Superman?
Who?
Nicolas Cage is Superman.
That was Nicolas Cage?
Yeah!
I don't know!
He finally gets to play Superman, man!
Good for him! I mean, whatever, but, God, that was that's just, God, what the fuck is that? It's like they show off the Batman animated series version of Batman, and you're like, okay, I see what they're doing, and I'm like, oh, I miss the days of this, where, like, quality TV, instead of this bullshit here, this obnoxious, it's, you know, when parents are like, man, I hated the Ninja Turtles cartoon. Because they were obnoxious. I'm like, now I feel them. I understand. I understand. Yeah, the Grinch looks terrible too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's better than combat, by the way.
You know what? There is a news I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead.
Are we done with news? Are we done with news?
No, I still got like a whole other page.
Okay.
Go into news.
Have you heard about the news about, Don Quixote?
No, I have not.
bad news.
Well, luckily, we're in original stuff, so go ahead.
Bad news! Terry Gilliam has lost his lawsuit, so he does not have the rights anymore. Who knows when we're going to see this movie?
What? I want this movie so bad.
You're not going to see it anytime soon. It's done. It's finished. Don't know when you're going to see it, but...
How can we get the rights back to Terry Gilliam?
He needs to win his lawsuit?
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Are you a lawyer?
No, I'm not. I know a few.
Become a lawyer, and we can save Terry Gilliam.
All right. So Nightwing. Talking about Nightwing.
Yes.
You remember how we were talking about Nightwing, and then we weren't talking about Nightwing, and now we're talking about Nightwing again?
Yeah, great character, Nightwing. Okay.
So, Louis Tan,
I don't know who that is.
He's an actor.
Yes, he's an actor.
He was in talks with, who's it, Disney? No, it's not Disney.
Warner Brothers?
That one. Warner Brothers. And he might be the next Nightwing, but I'm going to tell you who he is, because he's been a bunch of shit that you've watched. He's been in Iron Fist.
Yeah, I remember Iron Fist, everything, yeah. Okay,
he was Shatterstar in Deadpool 2.
Okay. Do you want to be Nightwing, buddy?
I would rather have Steve Glenn, Glenn from Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I would rather have Glenn be it, but I'm fine with this too. I don't care. He's British.
You know what I want? Chris O'Donnell. Bring it. Happen. Let it happen.
Really?
What the fuck is with you?
That face?
How dare you?
Chris O'Donnell? Why? He's like 50 years old.
He could be an older Nightwing. You got a problem with Chris O'Donnell? Hey, Chris O'Donnell, it's not Chris O'Donnell's fault. The movie sucked. He was okay.
Oh, God.
And you know what? Why? That's perfect. I mean, I say Robin should be younger, but, you know, Nightwing, why not?
All right.
What are you snickering at?
D- nothing. I'm done.
You want Robin to be older? You want Robin again to be an older guy?
No, this would be Nightwing, not Robin. He's going to be a seasoned Nightwing.
Okay, I'm just saying, Chris O'Donnell. What's the matter with Chris O'Donnell? What's with the hate? Ain't like he's hating Christensen here. What do you want?
And Chris McKay is directing.
I don't know who the hell that is.
What?
I mean, good for him.
Have you not... Man, come on. Do you not, like, deal with it? Do you not watch a movie? You're on a movie podcast.
What has he directed?
Chris McKay, he's directed...
You gotta look up the internet. What are you doing? You're a movie podcast. You should know that.
He did the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, that great piece of shit I only watched 5 minutes of? Good.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry, dude. Usually we're happier. You know what? Let me defuse the situation and share a very good story. Yeah, share a good story, Admiral.
Go ahead.
Usually, because this has been a very negative type of show. So we have books here, too. At our video store, we sell books. And so a child, probably age around 10, you know, very shy, came up to the desk.
Wait, here. Is this the guy about the?
No. Different kid came up to the desk and shy, very sweet kid, and kind of said, "Hey, do you have any books about from Stephen King?" And I just lit up like a Christmas tree, man. I'm like, oh.
Was I on lunch when this happened?
Yes, you were. And I just went, yes, we do. We do have books by Stephen King. Would you like me to guide you to the section? And so we went to the section, and I just said, well, what are you looking for? You know, what's your flavor here? Do you want, like, you know, horror?
Flavor? What the hell did you ask this kid? Why would you ask the kid what flavor? That's a weird question.
No, just, like, what you're into. Like, you got anything in mind? Like, anything specific? And the kid was like, I don't know. I just want something scary. It has monsters in it. And I'm like, ooh, well... I was going to go for The Shining, but The Shining wasn't there.
Wait, how old is this kid? What did you get? You gave the kid The Shining?
No.
How old is this kid?
Like 10.
You gave the kid 10 years old The Shining?
The kid asked for Stephen King books. I'm not going to deny this. The kid wanted to see some Stephen... Wanted to read Stephen King. Wanted to read, goddammit. And so I said... Well, as a new Stephen King, because I asked the kids, like, have you read any of Stephen King? And they said, no. And so I went, okay, well, I grabbed It. And I'm like, it's really cool, but man, I don't want to overwhelm you because it's like 1,000 pages. And the kid looked at the book and went, yeah, I don't think I want to read that one quite yet. And so I said, well, let me see a book that's... doesn't have a lot of pages, but that's really good. And so I gave the kid a copy of Misery.
Oh my god.
It's only 300 pages, and it's a really great book. So I said, okay, well, here's the thing about Misery. It doesn't have any supernatural stuff in it, and you're asking for, like, monsters and stuff. And so I also suggested the... story collection, Delicate Skeleton Crew.
Why didn't you just give him Dark Tower?
No, because that's different. I'm not going to give the kid a Dark Tower for yet. That's later, man. I'm trying to get this kid hooked on Stephen King. And so I gave the kid Skeleton Crew, which had The Mist and other little short stories that had, like, creature feature stuff. And so this kid will have Misery, and if this kid is like, yo, I want, you know, monsters, they can dive into Skeleton Crew. And so I think I made this kid a Stephen King fan.
Really? Misery? You gave him Misery.
Admiral, can't you see what I've done here? I brightened this little kid's day. And you're denying me this because I gave the kid misery.
Did you tell him that there's no returns?
When I was a kid, I watched horrible, awful, bloody stuff. I could have gave the kid, you know, Pet Cemetery.
Or the Halloween print?
Halloween, but Halloween's got nudity and sex in it, too. You know what? Misery has no sex in it, so fuck you.
That is a very... If somebody just turned the podcast on to that exact conversation, Misery has no nudity, so fuck you! They're gonna be like, what the fuck just happened?
Grace, well, you tried to say, like, how dare I offer this kid literature?
Are you serious? No! What?
The kid asked for Stephen King! The kid asked for Stephen King. Am I going to deny this kid Stephen King?
He's 10 years old! He is 10 years old!
When I read Stephen King when I was 10. What's the matter with
that's
you,
that's fine.
Man?
That's fine. We have different...
How old were you when you watched your first horror movie?
14.
God, you're such a wimp, Admiral.
All right.
Fuck you, Admiral. I was trying to brighten up everyone's day with this charming little story, and you ruined it.
And I have a different view than you. That's perfectly fine.
What's the matter? I'm going to say this. Question for the listeners. What age were you when you first read or watched Stephen King movies?
All right, you can email us at cinemagems15@gmail.com and let us know.
Go ahead. Or any horror movie. Any, like, horror movie. Horror movie.
Or tweet me at Holland Sci-Fi on Twitter. Just either or. Alright, so Jackie Chan and John Cena are in an action movie together.
Oh, 14? What horror movie did you watch?
Friday the 13th, man.
Which one?
The first one.
14?
Yes.
I watched it when I was like 4, dude.
13, 14, I don't know.
Jeez, did you like it?
Yes.
Good for you, Admiral. Usually 14-year-olds at that time would have been like, this is boring as shit.
I was scared, but I liked it.
What's your favorite moment of Friday the 13th when you were 14?
Probably when Kevin Bacon got stabbed.
That's a good one. That's a good fact. Tom Savini. You know how that trick is done? His body is fake, but his head is real, and his neck is fake. So they just went through like a dummy. You see, the arrow just went through the dummy. Fantastic. Did you enjoy? What?
We can discuss Friday the 13th later.
Why? This is so much better than the actual news.
No.
God damn it, Avril. Move on.
John Cena and Jackie Chan are in an action movie together.
What the fuck is this? I know who Jackie Chan is. Who is John Cena?
A wrestling guy?
What is he? Okay. I haven't seen wrestling since, like, 1998, so
then you won't know who this guy is.
I don't know.
TV Bites. TV Bites.
Okay.
Roseanne is getting a spinoff with Darlene.
Good, I guess.
And also, I don't know how...
Is John Goodman in it? Is John Goodman in it?
I think he is in it. That would be cool, too.
I guess so.
Also, I don't know if this is 100% true or not, but I heard a rumor that Emilia Clarke is done filming her Daenerys scenes.
I think she's been done for, like, a long time. She's been done since Solo, bud. Where have you been?
Okay. All right, well, sorry, man. Sorry.
Keep track of this movie news. You're a movie podcast, bud.
All right, completely random news. Mark Hamill stated in an interview that he's never met his Star Wars mother.
You know, I was about 4 years old when Pet Sematary came out, probably. I didn't probably watch it until age 5. And before that, I was watching, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Halloween.
I would like to talk about Mark Hamill not meeting...
Yeah, that is so important. Okay.
I thought that was nice. He hasn't met her. That's really weird. I thought they would have met her.
You know what? I'm sure they can have a nice little date. It's going to happen.
He's going to meet his mom and be like, Mom!
God, that is creepy.
Also, we have a question from one of the listeners.
Fantastic.
But nobody answered your question from last week. Sorry.
You know what? I'm probably wrong, so it's fine.
Delbert Delbert asked, could a Jedi pick up Thor's hammer with the Force? Not handle it, but, like, control it with the Force.
Who? Which Jedi?
I don't know anyone. He didn't say specifically. He said, could a Jedi?
Luke Skywalker? Luke Skywalker? Yes.
What about Yoda?
Hold on.
I think that Yoda could, Obi-Wan could, and Luke Skywalker could. Luke Skywalker in his prime.
I will say Luke Skywalker is a definite.
Return of the Jedi Luke Skywalker or Last Jedi Luke Skywalker?
Last Jedi at the end. You see, no, not Last. I'm sorry. Return of the Jedi at the end.
Okay, so at his prime. All right.
Well, you know. I don't want to say prime, but yeah, okay.
I think Yoda, sure. Obi-Wan, and Luke. Yeah, that's who I think.
I don't know, man. A lot of shit happened with Yoda.
What? Judge you by your size, do him?
The a lot of shit hit the fan with Yoda and George.
The judge him by your size, do you?
You know, when I was a kid.
Oh, jeez. All right, guys. That's our show.
When was the stand? My mom had the stand. I began to read the stand. Guys, I was probably 7 years old, 6 years old.
All right, guys.
Because I want to get ahead of the miniseries.
I'm going to cut Eric off here because this is our show.
Okay.
You can find us on lowrandpictures.com. Also, Marty the Arrogant Zerber, thank you for letting us use your website. Kevin George, who started his honeymoon recently.
Good, Kev.
Congrats to him. Of course, again, Mazel Tov. And also, guys, he did our music, Kevin George, an amazing, wonderful composer. You can find us at Low Rand Pictures, like I said. Also, email us at cinemajims15@gmail.com. Let Eric know what is the first horror movie you watched and when. What year did you watch? And also, guys, you can follow me on Twitter.
What age, not year.
Year, age, it's the same concept.
No, it's not.
Or tweet at me at Holland Sci-Fi and let me know so I can read them off to Eric. I would really like this. This is nice and enjoyable. We could have a nice segment like this. Also, guys, you can follow me on Instagram. You can see a bunch of photos of me, Patron, and the Honorable Tesla. And check out my Welcome to the World Tomorrow podcast. And I'm brewing up something sweet in a couple months. I'll have something set up. Eric, you got anything else before we head out? Besides another story.
I'm your number one fan, Admiral.
Okay, Misery. That's all we gotta go, guys. So wipe your hooves and see you later. Bye.
See ya.